Call of the Wild can be really loud sometimes, really noisy. Charles Brunner, who is a New Zealand famous New Zealand explorer, once said that it sounded like a freight train going through your head. Well, I got to understand what he meant because our family packed up our bags one day and headed off to Stephens Island, kind of like a giant lump of rock that sits out in Cook Strait. And we were fortunate enough to be asked to be caretakers of Stephens Island. It's a really amazing place, but you get to get these great jobs on your CV, like weather forecaster, dock ranger, and of course, lighthouse keeper. It's a really cool one. I love that. Believe it, lighthouse keeper. It's really cool. But anyway, so we got dropped off what we thought was absolute wilderness. But there we were, like Susbury Robinson, sort of deposited on this sort of lump of rock, and it was all going absolutely swimmingly until dusk arrived. And it's quite funny I'm telling the story now because we're just about at dusk. And I had my little three-year-old daughter. I grabbed Nevie and took her off to bed and we sat there and read our stories and things like that. Then all of a sudden we heard this first noise. It was like thud. I thought, oh, what was that against the window? And it sort of felt like a cricket ball had hit the window. So I remember sort of grabbing the curtains and parting the curtains like this to peep out with my little daughter sitting on my shoulder. And here was a stunned fairy prion, like seabird, sitting on the windowsill there, staring at me like it had too much Nelson Craft beer, really. And I thought, whoa, okay, he looks okay. So we closed the windows. And then the next 10 minutes, there was another 20 thuds on the roof of the house. And I remember sort of thinking, oh, I might ask some advice from Sue on this one. How many seabirds actually live on this island, Sue? Bit of a silent pause as she was waiting the answer. Don't know if she was looking it up because, you know. But anyway, the reply came back. Oh, only around about 400,000. So needless to say that it was like being an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It was just unbelievable. And our house was like Heathrow Airport. It was amazing. These birds, they just crash bomb anywhere to land. So finally it was over and dusk had gone and the seabirds had all arrived home. And then it was time for us to, two adults, adult time. So I remember sitting in the bedroom there. And it was wonderful, apart from every 45 seconds we had about 500 candle power light that used to sweep through the bedroom, which was pretty exciting. But we were sitting there relaxing and then we heard the next noise and that was even more exciting. It was like this croaking noise. It went like this. On Stephens Island, it's a tuatara sanctuary. It's got about 100,000 tuataras running around on the island. And it's got around about 120 of the world's most endangered frogs, the Stephens Island frog. And I thought, sit bolt upright in bed and thought, it's the frog, it's the frog. I went and grabbed my little headlight, dashed out the door. Chances too good to miss to find a frog. Of course, it was under the house. So, and Stephens Island has every critter you can imagine in the world in it. So I remember sort of totally just sort of oblivious to personal harm, crawling under this house, and there was like giant wetters, get them out of the way, and spiders, lizards. And then I narrowed down where it was. I came face to face. And it wasn't a frog. It was a tuatara. Huh. Okay. Tuatara. There's 100,000 of these on the island. So I crawl back out there, pick sort of wetters out of my hair and everything else off me, and walk back to the bedroom via the mowing shed and sit down in the bed with Sue and say, it wasn't a frog. She says, yeah, I know, I was trying to tell you that, but you dashed out too fast. She said, native frogs don't croak, believe it or not. They don't do anything at all. I said, yeah, but tuataras do croak and they live under our bedroom floor. So I just grabbed the pair of earmuffs and put them on and passed her pair of earmuffs. She put hers on. But sitting in bed and said, shall I turn off the lights? He said, no, don't worry. Don't have 45 seconds, it'll come around again. That's the end of my story. Thank you.